Idaho Governor Butch Otter gave his State of the State speech today.
Idaho, having been through the tested by this great recession, now is emerging leaner, stronger, more resilient, and better prepared to compete, to prosper, and prevail in the years to come.
The governor said in his address that his two main focuses are jobs and education. For more on the jobs part of today's news, I'm joined by our two State Impact Idaho reporters, Emily Ritter-Saunders and Molly Messick. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi there.
This is a different kind of budget than we've seen since the start of the recession. Molly, break it down for us.
Right. It's a $2.6 billion budget. That's a $100 million increase from last year. The governor is putting money into education, as we said in the lead. He's also focusing on job creation through tax cuts, as well as setting aside a substantial amount of money for the state's rainy day funds. I talked to former state chief economist Mike Ferguson today. He agrees with this point that there's definitely a big shift here. Suddenly, we're not talking about cuts anymore. This budget is talking about revenue and what to do with it.
It has the beginning of a recovery. I mean, instead of dealing with a ever-declining revenue stream, we're now in the situation where we're seeing revenues recover. I think one could potentially question how the resources are allocated within that budget.
That was Mike Ferguson, who now heads the Idaho Center on Fiscal Policy.
That's right. He's been through the budget process many times. He was Idaho's chief economist for 26 years. The money set aside for tax cuts may come as the biggest surprise out of today's address. And of course, that's one of the questions that Ferguson's referring to. The governor didn't give a specific proposal for those cuts, but Emily, he did give an amount.
That's right. The governor's setting aside $45 million for tax cuts. The governor's calling it tax relief, and he's characterizing it as a way to create jobs. The legislature has authority, though, on how to structure how they want this cut to look.
And the governor didn't give any specifics, but he has said that he favors lowering the individual tax rate. Is that right?
That's right. The highest individual income tax rate is 7.8%. And the governor has said that he's interested in bringing that in line with the highest corporate tax rate of 7.6%. Currently, it's only people who make more than $100,000 a year who do pay that top rate.
And that's really only about 16% of Idahoans. The Division of Financial Management says the state would lose almost $14 million by making that change. Democrats on the whole aren't too happy with this. They've said they want cuts that target the middle class or that they want a different approach to job creation altogether. Here's Democratic Senator Nicole Lefevre from Boise just after the governor's speech.
If I were doing tax reform, I'd create higher brackets and leave those at the higher rate and let people on the lower end get some relief. But lowering taxes for those on the highest end is probably not the most prudent.
The governor introduced something else that he's been touting as a job creator. It's a program called iGEM.
That's right, and that stands for Idaho Global Entrepreneurial Mission. It's a $5 million loan and grant program, so not a lot of money. But it aims to pair university researchers with the private sector by providing that little bit of seed money that helps to build maybe a prototype, for example, anything that turns a vision of a business into a business.
I'm sure we're going to be hearing the governor talk about it quite a bit. There was a lot of news that came out today. Emily, I know there were two other things that deserve mention.
Right. The governor also wants to boost the state's rainy day accounts. We mentioned that briefly at the top. Those have been depleted over the last 4 years, and he's asking legislators to put $60 million back into those accounts. The governor also mentioned a small one-time pay increase for state workers and public school teachers. The payments, though, would be merit-based, meaning not everyone would get one. Otter is proposing a 3% one-time payment, provided that the state's revenues meet two separate forecast projections. What this means, state workers might see a 1.5% bonus, a 3% bonus, or nothing.
We have a copy of the speech and also the budget numbers and a guide to the legislative session on our website, so be sure to check there.
You can find that at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Click on the State Impact Idaho logo. I've been speaking with Emily Ritter-Saunders and Molly Messick from our State Impact Idaho team. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.